On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking with Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir Director Lewis Hoyland and Fernando Paz, who, I'm going to get it right this time. He is the coordinator of the HSU Latinx Center. And they are here to talk about a concert that's happening this weekend. It's the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir. They're having a holiday concert of gospel music and Las Posadas, a traditional Mexican Christmas song cycle, this Saturday, December 9th at the Arcata Presbyterian Church. Welcome, Lewis and Fernando.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. So this weekend, you're singing Las Posadas. What is a Las Posadas?
A posada is a recreating the journey of Joseph and Mary as they looked for a posada, for a place to lodge for the night and have baby Jesus to be born.
Posada means lodging. Mm-hmm. So looking for lodging.
Yep.
There you go. Okay. That's the classic Christmas story. So, Lewis, what made you decide to include Las Posadas in the holiday concert this year?
Well, we were looking for a song that we could sing that's in Spanish to honor our Latino and Latina brothers and sisters. And I've heard Las Posadas because I grew up in the Central Valley where there's a lot of Mexican-American people. And I thought that we should do that one. And so we've worked on it, and we've got an ensemble, and the kids are also going to sing. So it's you've got to have a piñata. And so we've got a piñata involved in
there. Do you really? You're going to have a piñata at the church?
Yes, we are.
On Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have candy in it or something else?
It will have candy afterwards, but not during the performance.
Okay. And at this performance, the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir does a lot of community service and is supportive of a lot of organizations. And this particular concert will, you'll be passing the hat for the Latinx, HSU's Latinx graduation, correct?
Right. That's what we're doing.
So, Fernando, that's something that the Latinx Center puts on. Can you tell us what the Latinx graduation is?
Absolutely. So, since 1992 at HSU, the Latino population students have been coming together and celebrating the uniqueness of the struggle and the barriers that have prevented them from, or us, from achieving in higher education. So we created our own separate ceremony as a way to acknowledge that uniqueness and that distinction. For the past couple of years, our population has grown at HSU. Last year, we had the largest number of Latino students graduating, 210. This year, we're anticipating at having around 400. Currently, we have 90 students already registered to graduate. So we're hitting the halfway mark at this point. And we're anticipating that we're going to hit about 400. So the need to provide for a celebration and a ceremony that's different than commencement.
And so, what's the real significance for these students to have a graduation celebration specifically for people? Mm-hmm. At the Latinx Center,
Understanding culture as that which gives meaning and significance to our life, what the terms by which we define what the good life is and good living, recognizing that we don't all drink from the same fountain that gives our lives meaning and significance. The reason for having a separate ceremony and celebration is because there are particular ways, ideals, convictions, beliefs, strategies that we employ that lift up those values. For example, one I use often is conviviality. In Spanish, conviviality is a verb. It's something you do. Convives con alguien, right? In English, it's a noun. It's a descriptor. So the difference in and the importance of having these spaces is to lift up those types of ideals, convictions, beliefs, principles, right? And to recognize the uniqueness that the students are going to be able to contribute in their life after graduating from HSU.
Yeah. So to have a celebration that really reflects a person's culture, you know, it's a big deal. So I know my college graduation was very anticlimactic. So I can see if you have a culture of conviviality, then it's a really important occasion to mark in that way.
And another reason, even taking it back further to the 1960s and the civil rights movement, it was a recognition of the universities and the academy as a key institution in the process of colonialism, that universities particularly had the job of deculturing us, of changing somebody into something. So in other words, universities were key places of violence where students from different cultures were manufactured into entering the dominant culture. So you lost being Latino, you lost being Black, you lost being all those diverse voices were silenced. So in the 1960s, a rupture was created by the Third World Liberation Front in San Francisco, where different intellectual traditions were able to enter into that structure. Chicano studies, queer studies, African American studies all have their roots there. So having these kinds of ceremonies is a way to recognize the diversity of wisdom, of knowledge, of intellectuality that exists outside of the dominant, right? So it is recognizing our culture, but recognizing it as a key tool that produces knowledge for what we're entering into this world, what we're going to be contributing into the world. So it's really important.
It's great. I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds important. It sounds, yeah. Well, and it's great that the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir is going to be passing the hat to support
Interfaith
Latinx graduation activities and celebrations. So tell us a bit about the community service work that the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir does. This is one of many generous concerts that you put on.
Yeah, we the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir sings a lot at lots of different kind of community events, and sometimes we get paid and sometimes we don't, so we support different groups by singing, but we've also been raising money in different ways for different groups. At the Harvest Concert in November, we supported the Legacies, which is an HSU club of women of color, and they do service. And we supported them by passing the hat for their food drive. And there was a fire at the Arcata Presbyterian Church, and a man got burned, and the church got partially burned. And so we did a GoFundMe for emergency funds for that. And we've done other things in the past, but in the future we plan to do Brothers United fundraiser for them specifically. That was Josiah Lawson's club where he was the president of. So we are going to have a specific concert for that, either February or March. We're still planning it with the folks here on campus.
Well, and it's a great way to participate in the community by singing, you know, and there's interfaith. So regardless of if you have faith at all, I mean, there's still an uplifting properties and a lot of kind of energetic bonding that happens. I was in the gospel choir for a couple of years and we sang at the Humboldt County Jail several times, and that was, I thought, a really beautiful community service as well.
Yeah, it's a very powerful experience for the inmates, I think, and also for the choir itself. We sing in all the different living situations they have there. I think there's five or six of those. So it's quite a workout for the choir, but it's really, it makes us feel good, and I think it helps them also.
Yeah, it's beneficial for everyone. I mean, I think that's, you know, those kind of win-win exchanges have the most impact. I know that singing at the jail really had a big impact on me. So I appreciate that you guys continue on in this community service. In addition to the Las Posadas, what kind of music are people going to hear at the holiday concert?
Yeah, we've got quite a range of holiday music, Christmas music that's gospel. All different sorts of different songs, some a cappella and some with the band. And I think everybody's going to be happy with the selection we have. We also have the youth choir, which is directed by Lorenza Simmons Phillips. And she's a new director this year, and she's doing a great job. And she's got the kids singing some really good songs. So I think it's going to be a really good program. Yeah, and the program is at 7 p.m. on Saturday the 9th at the Arcata Presbyterian Church, which is now put back together after the fire.
And I just want to say, too, you all raised money to help the man who was burned in that fire and helped support his return back home to Ohio. And
right. He was homeless here in Arcata, and he was sleeping on the porch, and that's when he... I'm not sure exactly how it happened, but somebody set him and the church on fire. We helped him get back to Ohio where he wanted to be, and he was treated by the Burn Center at UC Davis and at no charge. So we supported him. We gave him an amount of money and also got him back to Ohio on the bus.
That's good for people to know too when you walk in the front door that he survived and he's okay and he's right. Back home now.
We are going to do a fundraiser in the winter months for the church too. We did just the GoFundMe was just an emergency funds, but we are going to support the church with our own fundraiser for them. And we're going to be trying to get other organizations involved too because of the tragic nature of somebody being attacked. Mm. So we're going to hopefully push that back.
All right. Well, good. We've got a lot of good people singing beautiful music and passing around the hat for a good cause, the Latinx graduation. So we're out of time, but just give us a last few words, both of you, Fernando and Luis.
So you can get tickets for the December 9th concert at aigchoir.org. That's our website. Wild Berries in Arcata and the Works in Eureka.
And any support that people can give for us and for the interfaith is greatly welcome. It's a great example of intercultural, interfaith, a way of sharing greater love and a bigger affection for all of humanity. We are anticipating the biggest class of Latino class graduating at HSU's history. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And more information about the Latinx Center for Academic Excellence is at lcae.humboldt.edu. Mm-hmm.